This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. Hi, this is Terry Toad, WSMI Program and Sports Director. Tally Broadcasting is celebrating 60 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI AM 1540 and 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI FM 106. And it's time now for a special interview featuring former WSMI staff members and others associated with the broadcasting industry. And joining me in studio here at WSMI as we celebrate 60 years of service to Mid-Illinois with WSMI AM.
Impossible.
And 50 years with WSMI FM 106.
I know.
One of my dear friends, Lynn Lingle.
Oh, one of my dear friends too, Terry. You are a doll.
Really looking forward to getting together with you because you were a very special lady. And I was very young when I started here. And you were a person that made a very good impression upon me about working hard and going after goals in your life. And that's kind of what I took away from you, and I count you as a dear, dear friend. So,
thank you, Terry. Thank you. That's very, very nice. Of course, I always wanted to adopt you, you know. You're about the same age as my kids.
When I started here in the late 70s, you'd already been here for a few years, haven't you?
Well, yeah. I came in 1966. I was a journalism major in college, but I opted for wife and mother, so I didn't get my degree. And in 1966, when my youngest child was in second grade, I planned to return to college for a degree. And I wondered about radio journalism versus print. And I made an appointment with Mr. Talley to find out more about radio. And we talked, and he was very informative, and I really enjoyed the conversation with him. They're wonderful people, the Tallies. Anyhow, Mr. Talley called me the next morning and offered me a part-time job as copywriter. I thought, well, what better way to find out what I wanted to know? And I accepted, and I stayed with WSMI for 21 years.
And not only did you do the copywriting, but I know you also were the host of the community news in the afternoon. You also filled in a good cook's corner every once in a while.
Oh, but that was a misnomer because the readers sent in, or the listeners sent in the recipes. All I did was repeat them because I'm not a cook, Terry.
Well, you fooled all of us, and that's all that mattered, I guess.
I told someone who was talking to me one time about that. They said, oh, such a good cook. And I said, I don't cook well. But I follow directions well.
That's right. And Prairie Farms Dairy still sponsoring Good Cook's Corner to this day.
Oh, good. Well, I love to write their commercials. They were wonderful.
And just to prove how terrific you were at writing commercials, I will go on record right now and say that some of the copy you wrote is still being used today.
I hear it.
Still being,
I hear
especially during the holidays.
Yeah, I hear.
I think back and I say I can remember Lynn banging away on that old typewriter, and this is this virtually the same copy because it was such a good piece of copywriting.
I don't remember who it was, but one of the Prairie Farms people's children, I think it was. Anyhow, they took copies of my commercials up to U of I for their class.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Sure,
yeah. That was, I like it. I love it.
Well,
yeah.
Lynn, you got involved in the copywriting aspect, and I mentioned a couple other things, but you also did some reporting from time to time, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Well, my job was always primarily copywriting, but I also did your community bulletin board at 3 o'clock. I covered when Larry Wilson was busy, I covered the Hillsborough School Board meetings. Did an election from returns from the courthouse one time in Hillsborough. Loved that. And special events, interviews, commercials, and eventually wound up with the title Continuity Director. But I was always part-time because the Tallies knew my family came first. And they were always accommodating about the hours I worked. As long as I got my work done, I could work whenever I wanted to, you know, except for evening meetings and things like that I was covering. But, yeah, we did the Butler homecoming one year.
And if there's any one position here at the radio station that you have to be a mind reader to be successful, it's that of copywriter because you have to keep track of various aspects of the commercials, but you have to know what our people in the sales department are trying to relay to you to put in the commercial. You had that wonderful ability to understand what these folks were saying to you and translate that into a commercial.
Well, the hardest thing to do about the commercials was reading the sales reps' writing when they brought them in.
Some things never change, Lynn.
I know.
We call them hieroglyphics. We call them a lot of things.
Oh, well, you're right. You did. Yeah. You had to be mind readers. But also knowing the area as well as I knew the area, I knew the majority of the accounts. So I was able to work with that, too.
We're talking with Lynn Lingle, who is a dear friend of ours and worked here starting around 66, you said?
1966.
66. And we're here to the, I think, late 80s until 87, 88, somewhere like that?
87, 1987. And I am always amazed when I come into this studio these days because when I came, it was just a little block building out here, you know. And I guess I kind of grew with the radio station over the next 21 years. Of course, you've added even more since then. I am so proud of the station. I am so proud of it.
Could you recount maybe an interesting event, activity, something kind of strange and interesting that might amuse us here?
Oh, you're serious. Probably the most interesting assignment I had was riding an elephant leading a circus parade. And they got me up on that elephant, and I rode that elephant around the rings. That was in Litchfield, one of those traveling circuses, you know. But I also covered a golf tournament, only because I was the only golfer on the staff, you understand. But that was fun. That was fun.
What did you do after you left the station?
Well, my husband's health began to fail in 1987, and I resigned. And while I was caring for him, I also returned to print journalism, and I picked up some refresher courses and some new courses down at SIU in Edwardsville, where they let me into post-grad courses, even though I still didn't have a degree. And my husband died in 2001, and I thought about that degree, and with all the hours I'd accumulated down through the years, the degree wasn't that far off. But by that time, I was writing columns for the then Montgomery County News under the name of Faith Dunsford. Again, I could do it. And I was writing a book. And I decided at that point in time that the degree would just be an ego trip, which at my age, I didn't need.
You're always young at heart.
Always, always.
So once the newspaper merged over there, you still had a job with them.
Well, I guess sort of a job. I mean, it was my enjoyment. It was my enjoyment, you understand. Anyhow, when the Montgomery News merged with the Hillsborough Journal several years ago, they became the Journal News. Well, let's back off a little bit. I wrote under the name of Faith Dunsford. I did mention that.
Right.
I did mention that, didn't I? But anyhow, I began writing my Here's Looking at You column by Lynn, which, by the way, the title, Here's Looking at You, is a toast to my readers.
There you go.
Anyhow, it runs the second and fourth Mondays of the month, and obviously I love to write. I've written from the time I was 5, 6 years old.
Let me just throw out the term Red Hat Society.
Oh, the Red Hats. Well, of course we're Red Hats.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We have monthly activities that we do, and they're a group of very lighthearted women that enjoy each other and enjoy life in general. There's no, poor, I'm so old, poor me, you know, maybe that, you know.
There's a lot of positive vibes coming out.
That's right, that's right.
Lynn, if I could just get you to comment a little bit about working for Hayward and Emma and the Talley family. They've provided a lot of employment for a lot of people over the years.
Not only have they done that, but they've added so much to the community. I remember the excitement in 1950 when, oh, we're going to have a radio station, you know. Little did I know at that time that I would be associated with it. But, oh, gee, I watched the boys grow up, you know, and watched the station expand. I did a little bit of everything, I think, in lots of departments out here and things. The Tallies were always so considerate of time involved and things. But you also know that when there's bad weather, a radio station has to get on the air. And if the ice was too bad for the staff to drive in, Brian would come and get us and bring us to work and take us home.
Lynn, you mentioned about writing a book, which Randy Prangy tells me that you need to write a sequel very soon. He's waiting for it, anxiously.
Oh. The book had been percolating in my mind, probably from the time I was a little kid, maybe. It's published 5-6 years ago now, you know. But it's a history of this particular area, and it deals with a very little-known aspect of the Depression, and that is the small farmer who had been relatively prosperous up to the time the Depression hit. And it's the family's trip through the Depression years and into the beginning of coming prosperity. The setting is very real. It's the farm where I grew up. But I moved my family out and moved another family in because I couldn't write about my family. So it's a novel. It's a novel. And as long as everyone understands that, it's certainly not biographical. But the setting is real and the incidents historically correct.
Who are some of the other folks that you remember working with over the years?
Well, Elda Bowles was here when I first came. And after Elda, Terry Finke came. And I still remember the call that I got from Mrs. Tally because Terry and her husband had wanted to have a family, and they hadn't been able to. And so they had their name in for adoption, and Mrs. Tally called and said, Lynn, you've got to come out. Terry got a call, and her baby is in. I would fill in traffic and various other, wherever I was needed,
sure.
I did it. But anyway, so I came out, and as it turned out, well, then after Terry and her husband adopted the baby, they had twins.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember working with Kay Smith, and we worked together for quite a long time.
Thank you so much, just as a friend, to come and visit with me.
Oh, I've enjoyed every minute of it, Terry, and thank you for asking me.
All of our special interviews, which are broadcast on WSMI, are available as podcasts on our website, which is WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to them or download them for free. WSMI AM 1540, celebrating 60 years, and WSMI FM 106.1, celebrating 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. For WSMI, I'm Terry Tote.